always a smile, always something good to say, and very sharp, and she'll straighten you out if you need to. No, she's very, very gracious, and we thank the Lord for her. The passage from the prophet Isaiah might be a favorite one of yours. I remember learning a song in the late teen years using those words, and run and not be weary, walk and not faint, soar, and all those good things that God promises. You know, in the Bible, there's about 7,400 promises that God makes to us. And that's one of them that He would give us. When there's something happening in our lives, He promises to give us two things in specific that we're going to talk about. But Isaiah is a very popular book in the Old Testament. Phrases like, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. That's from Isaiah. The phrase, I am undone, came from Isaiah. The young people took that as their name of their group. So that came from Isaiah. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's Isaiah. All we like sheep have gone astray. And Lord laid on the Messiah the sins of us all. I remember, too, when I was worshiping at a church, we used to have the assurance of forgiveness of sins every Sunday. I liked that part of the service. And the pastor would use something from Isaiah on a regular basis. Come now, let's reason together. Though our sins are red like scarlet, they can be as snow. Okay, the need for forgiveness. You can meet the Lord in the prophet Isaiah. When Jesus preached, He chose His text from Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good news to the poor. Okay, so Isaiah is a very powerful prophet. He wrote more than any other prophet by far. Even one of his verses is on the United Nations building. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares. And neither shall they learn war anymore. So the prophet Isaiah, a wonderful prophet, but he had a tough job. He had to tell God's people a message, 66 chapters worth, of confrontation and comfort. Confrontation and comfort. And his message pretty much was this. You are rebelling and sinning against the Lord. You are rebelling and sinning against the Lord. He told that to God's people. And he said, you will be defeated because of this. How can you come and tell the people you love they're going to be defeated? He had to do that. You can imagine the mixed feelings he had in his heart. But then he said this, but God will bring you salvation. God will bring you salvation. And so what Isaiah said came true. The Babylonians did come. They defeated God's people. The bad guys beat the good guys. The wicked would rule over the righteous. And sometimes in our lives, it'll seem like sin and death and hell will wipe us out. Okay, that threat is there. Who's going to save us from that threat? But the Lord alone, sending salvation. Jesus promises to intervene for us through the prophet and also through His Spirit. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. You know, when these things that are very real enemies attempt to wipe you out, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So the Lord is to the rescue. Once again, hopefully in your life this week, in your life today. And so when you get defeated, like God's people, where sometimes we cry out to God and complain and feel like He left us, Isaiah says, well, oh, you complain and you feel disregarded by God. That's a natural response. If you ever feel like wiped out, I'm not close to God, I think He forgot me. That's a normal response to some difficulty in your life, in some defeat, in some area. But God comes to the people and says this. He says, O Jacob, O Israel, O Christian, put your name in there, O child of God. Normally when you're pleading with somebody and you're about to say something good, you say, O, and then you say their name. Don't you know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all there is. God says, I know what you're going through. You know, this is coming, but I'll be there for you, and I'll be your help. And notice what he says. He says, I will give you, here's the promise, strength to the weary, power to the weak. Strength to the weary, power to the weak. Israel, the nation that was weak and weary, it was going to get that way after they lost to the Babylonians. They were that way spiritually, but they didn't recognize it. Weary and weak. America, great nation, blessed by God. A nation that is weak and weary without God's help. That's not an embarrassment, because our nation has always been strongest when we're on our knees. Weak and weary. Power that only God could give us, and strength. I thought, you know, would we as a nation, this is a tough answer, tough question for me to answer. What if God said, you're going to have to trade number one status in the world in a lot of ways so that you might gain in the opportunity to follow me? Would we do it as a nation? My answer would be, could we have both? Well, that says something about my heart. God says, follow me and I'll take care of you. And God has. He's been faithful to our country. And so the promise is he will give strength to the weary, power to the weak. The church is weak and weary, at least in America. Across the world, the church is growing. A lot of people say, oh, it's a terrible time to be a Christian. You know, it's not like packed like it used to be in our country. Hey, and around the world, people are coming to Christ. God chose us at this time in history to be a part of that through prayer and faithfulness. So be humble and follow the Lord. Strength for the church. Strength for the church that's weak and weary. Or do you want a fellowship just that is strong and powerful? Some people have a deception about that, you know. Just give me the strength and the power. That's what I want. Make me a strong and powerful Christian. Well, you're going to have to be weak and weary first if that's going to happen. Jesus said, I send you like sheep among wolves. How many volunteer for sheep duty? I used to pray as a young Christian. When I read that verse, I said, just for a while, Lord, make me a wolf. He said, you've been that way. You know, let me be the bully. Let me push around the world for a while and get, you know, intimidate the world and all that. He says, I send you like a sheep to the wolves. And who wants to be a sheep? What kind of ambition is that? And when the young people graduate, you know, the speakers at the commencement aren't saying, okay, it's time to become a sheep. You know, they're not going to hear that. God says, don't fear that. He will come and protect us. As sports teams, wolf pack versus the sheep herd. They don't even name teams sheep herd. You're gone right off the bat. But if you're a sheep, then you get the shepherd. You want the shepherd? Then you could be a sheep. And God will be your strength. To the weary, to the weak, he'll be the shepherd. Is your identity a Goliath wannabe? Or is it a David wannabe? So you remember Goliath. Powerful. Fearful reputation with all around him. Huge. Okay. Fierce. Sometimes something about us wants to be that way. If you want to be that way, God says you're going to lose your head. Goliath. Would you be like David? Would that be your identity? Little. Not thought much of by his immediate circle. Nobody thought he's not going to be the king. Not comfortable in the king's armor. Something about this battle just don't fit me. I better trust the Lord. See, that's David. Five stones in a sling. And so the proclamation Isaiah gives, God will give strength to the weary, power to the weak. Peggy Noonan, the writer for President Reagan, when he was president, and she does some commentary nowadays, she says, We live in a society with no proper sense of our own inadequacy. To know the limitations is a healthy thing. False gospels have always stressed man's achievements and man's ability. This is what we could do. That's the false gospel. The gospel is, this is what God can do. And we could boast of Him and lean on Him. And there's safety in Him. And eventually we learn to soar and run and walk with His goodness. Our nation, again, the history of our nation, when we were down, we cried out for help. And God was merciful. And so we know where to go to get help from the Lord for our lives, for our loved ones. Prophet Jeremiah gave the same warning as Isaiah did. He said, don't trust in your own strength. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Okay, that's brains, our brains. Don't just trust in what we think. Don't lean on our own understanding. Let not the strong man boast in his strength. If God has made us strong, it's for stewardship purposes, to honor Him. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. That's bucks. Alistair Begg, a preacher, said, watch out for brains, bodies, and bucks that you go after. Isn't there a smoke shop in town with a similar name? No, that's something else. Brains, bodies, and bucks. That can, what is the pagan world runs after that. Okay, how about you? Would you run after the Lord instead? Run and not be weary. When we boast, boast of the Lord, the Bible says. He helps us in our weaknesses. Hosea gives the same warning. He says, you've eaten the fruit of deception because you have relied on your own strength. Even when Christians, when we try to walk with the Lord in our own power, we fall down. Years ago, there was a book out called, some of you might have it, it was probably redemptive. It said, the title was, Tough Times Don't Last, Tough People Do. So if you consider yourself a tough person, you know, you just keep going and eventually you're tougher than the tough times. That doesn't sound like the cross to me. But someone said the real message of the Bible is, as long as we're here, tough times do last and tough people don't. Tough people don't last. That's been my observation in people following the Lord. As soon as we get self-sufficient, we fall down. And so God would call us to Himself. Would you admit your weakness and weariness before God? That's the beginning of repentance. The Lord promises help. Henry Blackaby said this, when God calls to admit weakness and weariness and a sin problem, to hear His voice. Blackaby said, if you continually reject the Spirit's prompting, a day will come when you no longer hear a word from God. I remember, you know, my mom and dad calling me for supper. Time to eat. Time to eat. And they call one, two or three times. If I don't come, and I come whenever I want to, where's the food? You don't get any food. See, is God feeding your soul? You listen to the prompting of His Spirit. If you shut your ears to God's Word, He will not give you a fresh word. The Spirit will convict you instead of sin. But He will also comfort you. If there's no conviction, then there's no comfort and no word. But if you have conviction, there'll be comfort in your life and strength that the Lord would give. And so the Lord will save us from ourselves and our sorrows by saving us from our sin problem. He could do that. Someone said that the more you know God, the more you know your need for Him. The more you know God, the more you recognize your own sin. So He's very strong. We're very weak. It's so great in the world of science, for example. The best scientists in the world who are brilliant men, if you ask them, how'd you get so smart? They would say, what? I'm not smart. There's so much that I don't know that we receive from the Lord. Turn to the Lord in your sorrows, and He will help. He will give comfort. Personal testimony. When I've had sorrows in my life, some of you may have done this, sometimes I get mad or I'm in pain, so I turn from God. and I rebel against him. And guess what? My sorrows become worse at that point. Now I got two sorrows. Whatever went wrong and me getting away from God. I just made it tougher on myself. And I've had sorrows too where I didn't turn away from God. I said, I'm hurting. I need God's help. I turned to him. And he was faithful to give the strength to take the next step and to follow him. And so the comfort of the Lord for everyone. God says, to the weak and the weary, I'll give strength. Strength is available for you today. There's a true story about some guys from the Czech Republic. They got to come and visit America. The Czech Republic is a very poor country. And so they got to go to just a regular town and go to a regular Giant Eagle. So they go in the grocery store and they can't believe what they see. You know, more food than they ever thought existed in one place. And they asked, is this just for like the people in the White House or something? Is this just for the people who are in Congress around here that you would go and have all this food available and all this strength? Is it just for them? And people said, no, it's anybody could come in here and get some of this food. They couldn't believe it. They were overwhelmed. They started to cry. Can't believe the provision. And God's Spirit, God's comfort and strengthening your life, you know, it's not just for a select few believers. It's for every believer. Isn't that great the Lord would do that? Every believer available to him. The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. So for the Christian, the way up is the way down. Let God show you in your life where weakness and weariness is. The way up is the way down. Blessed are those whose strength is in the Lord, Psalm 84 says. They will go from strength to strength. God will provide. Are you weak and weary as a person? Would you cry out for our country where we are weak and weary? God says, I'll pour water on him who is thirsty. So if we really need help, he'll give us help. We have to recognize our need. So as we hear from God's word, remember, pray for America to be thirsty, and to acknowledge our weakness and weariness. Pray for Christians to be thirsty, to acknowledge our weakness and weariness. Pray for lost souls to be thirsty. God will pour out his Spirit and give strength and comfort so we might run, not be weary, walk, and not faint. Might he minister to you today as we follow him in these days. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for the truth that the Lord is the strength of our lives. You are the stronghold of our lives. Might we recognize our need, Lord, recognize our need for conviction of sin, that we might turn to you wholeheartedly in repentance. Give us a sense of protection and grace from you that only you could provide. You've been so good to us as a nation and so good to us as a group of believers and as individual Christians, the gift of heaven and Jesus and power beyond our own. Might we lean on you for what is needed. And would you provide, Lord, in a loving, faithful way as you do. Just hear our silent prayers as we bring any weariness or weakness before you.